This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matthew Strawn, who is the chairman of the Iowa Republican Party. And we are talking with him today because President Obama has chosen the Hawkeye State, site of his major caucus victory back in 2008, as his first stop after signing the health care reform bill to explain to the American people why it's a good thing. And Matt, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, great to be with you, Greg.
What do you make of the president's tour after the bill signing to tout its strengths as he sees it?
Well, I tell you what, I think President Obama will find a very different audience in Iowa than he did as candidate Obama in 2007 and 2008 as he comes to Iowa City on this, victory lap for his federal health care takeover. Let me tell you, right now in Iowa, we've got 110,000 Iowans that are out of work, looking for jobs, and what do they see out of Congress and the president? The greater federal intrusions into personal health care decisions and $500 billion worth of debt that is heaped on this nation's children. So I think independent voters, even disaffected Democrats, and certainly conservatives and Republicans are saying, you know what, it's time we stand up and say this is not the direction that we want this country to go in. And that's what I'm sensing as I travel the state here in Iowa.
Well, what is your party doing, whether in an organized fashion or county by county, in order to prepare for his visit tomorrow?
Well, tonight in Iowa City, and for your listeners that know Iowa, it's the most liberal enclave in the state, we are actually having a Stand Up for Freedom rally. Any of your listeners can go online, www.standupfor4freedom.com, and stand with Iowans in telling President Obama when he comes to town on Thursday that we're not going to stand for this agenda that encroaches on our personal decision-making process, our individual liberty, our constitutional principles when it comes to the individual mandates that the federal government is doing when it comes to health insurance. And you know what's really neat about this, Greg, is that the folks we're hearing from, this isn't partisan politics. It is just frustrated citizens that are standing up that maybe have never even been involved in politics before, but can't believe what they're seeing out of Washington.
I obviously haven't seen the president's remarks for Thursday, but my guess is he'll probably say that he's made good on a campaign promise. You said a minute ago that what he's done is very different from what candidate Obama promised. Explain.
Well, certainly. I think one thing candidate Obama talked about was that he wasn't going to raise taxes, and even his own health care bill that he proposed as a candidate. And certainly we're looking at nearly a $500 billion worth of potential tax increases in this thing, about $562 billion based on the estimates of one former Congressional Budget Office official. So to come to Iowa and tell the small business owners and the employers of this state that we need to drag us out of the recession, that this is what he promised, is completely inaccurate. He's raising taxes on Iowans. Most Iowans are probably going to see a slight increase in their insurance premiums. And then there's just the fundamental nature of just this federal activism that we're seeing out of the White House and out of congressional Democrats.
Iowa's a unique state, or at least a relatively unique state in how it apportions its congressional seats. It's not designed by lawmakers. A special panel kind of divides it up based on proportionality. But as you look at the Democrats in the House who just voted for this package, how in danger do you think they are later this year?
Well, and you're right on the system we have here in Iowa. We've got five federal members of Congress, three Democrats. I think they're all in peril with this vote, specifically here in central Iowa in the 3rd District with Leonard Boswell, who portrays himself as one of these blue dogs when he comes back home and talks to voters. But now he's got a record, and he's got a record of voting for a federal takeover of health care. He's got a record of voting for cap and trade and energy taxes. He's got a record of voting for a failed stimulus that didn't stimulate anything other than additional deficit spending. So that's the record that we're going to hold them to account for, and I'm pretty confident Iowa is going to do their part to fire Nancy Pelosi as Speaker by sending some new Republicans to Congress and conservative Republicans to Congress this November.
And it's kind of flown under the radar on the national level, but it looks like the Democratic governor there, Culver, is in a little bit of trouble, potentially, from a very popular former governor. Explain to our listeners what's going on there.
Yeah, in the governor's race, Governor Chet Culver is our first-term Democrat incumbent governor. And public polling, this is done by media organizations, not partisan polling outfits, show that Governor Culver's approval ratings are the lowest of any Iowa governor in 40 years. In fact, only 36% of Iowans approve of the job he's doing. So he is quickly becoming one of the most vulnerable incumbent governors in the country. And we do have a spirited primary for the Republican nomination, but most folks are probably familiar with former four-term governor Terry Branstad, who is running ahead of Culver in the polls. And even the two other candidates who aren't quite as well-known yet are actually beating Culver within the margin of error. So not only will Democrats in Iowa run with a very unpopular Obama administration policies around their neck, but they'll also have a very unpopular Democrat governor when voters go to the polls this November.
What kind of recruiting have you been able to do at the congressional or state level as a result of this dissatisfaction that you were describing a little while ago?
Yeah, you know, in years past, it's interesting. Sometimes it's difficult to try and entice good people to leave their professions to run for political office, but that hasn't been the case this year with what's going on nationally and here in Iowa. We've got seven people that have actually filed in a primary to run against Leonard Boswell, ranging from a popular state senator in central Iowa to a former University of Iowa State wrestling coach, head wrestling coach, and just regular businessmen that are stepping up to run. In the first district against Dave Loebsack, we've got four individuals there. And similarly, in the first district against Bruce Braley, we've got three individuals. And we've got a June primary to sort this out. And I think it talks about the strength that we have as Republicans in this state, that so many people are stepping up to say, you know what, I've got to do something.
And Matt, before we let you go here, let's get back to the topic that will be at hand tomorrow, of course, in the state when the president's there, and that's health care. You mentioned before that government intrusion was something that people didn't sign up for when they voted for this president and sent some of these Democratic lawmakers to Washington. There's so many different aspects to the bill. There's the cost, which we mentioned. There's the individual mandate, which forces people to buy coverage. Is there any particular aspect of this that the people are most upset about, or is it kind of a comprehensive frustration?
Well, it's a comprehensive frustration that I think they look at federal health care as kind of the final straw that broke the camel's back. When you talk about cap and trade, when you talk about Wall Street bailouts, when you talk about taking over auto companies, enough's enough. And even Iowa voters that may have voted for Hope and Change last November are coming around, and we even heard from one gentleman Friday called my office and said, I feel bad and responsible because I voted for Barack Obama. Where do I need to go to register as a Republican for the next election?
Well, there's certainly a lot of intensity and even a lot of anger out there, as we've mentioned. Matt, thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Take care.
You too, sir. Matt Strawn is chairman of the Iowa Republican Party. President Obama heading there Thursday to launch his tour to convince Americans the health care bill was the right thing to do. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.